الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Deeds leading to forgiveness without accountability Part 1 Attar's Prayer O Allah, whoever reads or listens to the booklet Deeds leading to forgiveness without accountability Part 1 Grant them the ability to perform such deeds that they depart from this world with faith and forgive them and their parents without accountability. Ameen. Bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The excellence of sending salat upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Whoever recites Salat upon me 3 times in the day and 3 times in the night out of love for me, Allah certainly forgives their sins of that day and night. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Ukasha radiallahu anhu has preceded you. Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma narrates, One day, The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam came to us and said, Various nations were presented before me. Some prophets passed by accompanied by only one follower. Some had 2 followers, some had a group, and some prophets had no followers at all. Then I saw a large crowd filling the horizon, and I hoped that this was my ummah. I was told that this is Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam and his nation. Then it was said to me, Look. So I looked and saw a very large crowd covering the horizon. It was said to me again, Look this way and that way. I looked and saw an enormous crowd filling the whole expanse of the earth. Then I was told, This is your ummah. And amongst them are 70,000 who will enter paradise without accountability. Upon hearing this, Sayyiduna Ukasha bin Mihsan radiallahu anhu asked, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, will I be amongst those who enter paradise without accountability? The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam replied, Yes. Then another person asked, Will I also be amongst them? He sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam replied, Ukasha has preceded you. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Generations entering paradise without accountability. Sayyiduna Sahal bin Sa'ad radiallahu anhu narrates, I heard the merciful Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam say, Undoubtedly, amongst the descendants of my companions, generation after generation, there will be men and women who will enter paradise without accountability. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam recited this blessed verse Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim wa akharin minhum lamma yalhaqu bihim and others amongst them who have not yet joined them Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad Grant forgiveness without accountability Sayyidina Abu Umama radiyallahu anhu narrates that I heard the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam say, My Lord has promised me that he will admit 70,000 people from my ummah into paradise without accountability and without punishment. For every 1,000 of them, there will be another 70,000 and 3 hathayatin from the hathayat of my Lord. Explanation. The first 70,000 will enter paradise without accountability due to their good deeds. The next 70,000 will enter because of their association, service and closeness to the first group, much like the grass tied along with flowers in a bouquet, which also gains honor with them. The term hathayatin here signifies an innumerable amount, for when something is given without measure, it is said to be given in handfuls, hathayat. This hadith is from the mutashabihat. Otherwise, Allah Almighty is free from having a fist or hand. Another 70,000 people to enter paradise for every thousand. The noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "Indeed, my Lord asked me regarding my ummah, what should I do with them? I said, O my Lord, do as you will, for they are your creation and your servants." Allah Almighty said, "O Muhammad, we shall not grieve you regarding your ummah." Then he gave me glad tidings that 70,000 people from my ummah will be the first to enter paradise. And with each thousand, there will be 70,000 more, and none of them will be held to account. In another narration, it is stated, "Indeed, I hope that they will not enter paradise until you, your righteous offspring, and wives have entered and settled in paradise." 4.9 billion. The final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, 70,000 from my ummah will enter paradise without accountability, and through their virtue, 70,000 more will enter with each one of them. Allah Almighty will add three groups to them, and only He knows how many will be in each group. O devotees of the Prophet, how vast is the mercy and grace of Allah Almighty. For the sake of His beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, He has bestowed countless blessings upon us, the servants of Al-Mustafa. May we too be amongst those fortunate souls who enter paradise without accountability. For we possess not even an iota of righteousness. Yet Allah Almighty's mercy is boundless. If Allah Almighty bestows His favor, it is a means of forgiveness for us sinners. We thank Him for being born in the Ummah of Al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. For whoever expresses gratitude for Allah Almighty's blessings is granted even more by Him. Good expectation, good reward. We hold a good opinion of Allah Almighty that He will certainly forgive us without accountability out of His grace and generosity. As Allah Almighty states in Hadithi Qudsi, "Ana inda dhanni 'abdi bi," I am as my servant thinks of me. This means that Allah Almighty will deal with a person according to their expectations of Him. We therefore hope that through His mercy and through the intercession of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, that Allah Almighty will certainly admit us into Jannatul Firdaus without accountability or reproach. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayhi expressed immense hope in the mercy of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, writing, "Hai ye ummeed raza ko teri rahmat se shaha, na ho zindani ye dozakh tera banda hokar." Word meanings, shaha, king, zindani, prisoner. Explanation, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, I am a humble servant at your door. How can your servant ever enter hell? For you hold a lofty rank in the court of Allah Almighty. So with this honor and grace, I hope I will not enter hell, but through your intercession, My abode will be in paradise. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Deeds that lead to paradise without accountability. Dear Islamic brothers, now a few good deeds will be mentioned for which the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam himself gave the glad tidings of entering paradise without accountability. May Allah Almighty grant us sincerity, steadfastness, and the ability to perform righteous deeds that to earn His pleasure, and entry into Jannatul Firdaus without accountability. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Number 1. The status of the awliya rahimahumullah. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, when Allah gathers the previous and later generations on the plain of resurrection, a caller will proclaim from beneath the throne, where are those who possess the recognition of Allah? Where are those who perform good deeds? Then a group of people will rise and stand before Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty will ask, even though He knows well, who are you? They will reply, we are those who possess your recognition, to whom you granted your recognition and made us worthy of it. Allah Almighty will say, you have spoken the truth. Then He will say, there is no questioning for you. Enter paradise by my mercy. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam added, Allah will protect them from the terrors of the Day of Judgment. May Allah Almighty's mercy be upon them, and through their blessing, may He grant us forgiveness without accountability. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Number 2 and 3. Martyrs and those who forgive. The noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, when the people will be made to stand for reckoning, some individuals will come with their swords upon their necks, dripping with blood, and they will gather at the gates of paradise. It will be asked, who are these people? It will be said that these are the martyrs who were alive and were provided with sustenance. Then a caller will announce, let the one whose reward is upon the grace of Allah Almighty stand and enter paradise. It will be asked, who are those whose reward is upon the grace of Allah? The caller will answer, they are the ones who forgive people. The caller will announce again, let the one whose reward is upon the grace of Allah stand and enter paradise. Someone will ask, who are those whose reward is upon the grace of Allah? The caller will respond, those who pardon people. Then the call will be given a third time. Let the one whose reward is upon the grace of Allah stand and enter paradise. Then thousands of people will rise and enter paradise without accountability. May Allah Almighty have mercy upon them and forgive us without accountability for their sake. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear Islamic brothers, some people's temperament is like a matchstick. They flare up with the slightest spark. In moments of anger, a person driven by emotion often loses the ability to distinguish between right and wrong. When you feel angry, think about a peaceful place, such as Makkah, Medina, the Holy Kaaba, or the Green Dome. The more vividly you imagine these blessed scenes, the more your anger will diminish, insha'Allah. No matter how much someone hurts or offends you, choose forgiveness and kindness, and treat them with love and patience. If only we could develop the habit of abandoning anger for the sake of Allah Almighty, and may He through His mercy include us amongst those who enter paradise without accountability. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 4-6. Glad tidings for those who thank Allah in every situation, perform tahajjud, and the righteous traders. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, who had immense compassion for his ummah, said, on the day of judgment, Allah will gather all people in a vast open plain where everyone will hear the caller's voice and see clearly. Then a caller will announce, where are those who used to praise Allah in both prosperity and adversity? A few people will rise and enter paradise without accountability. The announcer will say, where are those whose sides were detached from their beds? A small number will stand, and they too will enter paradise without accountability. The caller will announce, where are those who did not allow business to distract them from the remembrance of Allah? Again, a few people will stand, and they will enter paradise without accountability. After that, the rest of creation will remain standing, and they will be held accountable for their deeds. May Allah Almighty's mercy be upon them, and may we be forgiven without accountability for their sake. Ameen. Bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Successful businessman. Those businessmen who, upon hearing the call to prayer, leave their trade and go to pray, and who give zakat in the way of Allah Almighty, are described in the Quran. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. رجال لا تلهيهم تجارة ولا بيع ولا بيع عن ذكر الله وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة. Men whom neither business nor trade diverts from the remembrance of Allah and the establishing of the prayer and the giving of zakat. Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu anhuma was in the marketplace when the iqama for prayer was delivered in the masjid. He saw the people of the marketplace stand up, close their shops and enter the masjid. Upon seeing this, he radiyallahu anhu remarked that the verse Rijalun la tulhihim was revealed about such people. Subhanallah, in the eyes of these blessed personalities, prayer was more valuable than business. As soon as they heard the iqama, they left their trade and rushed to the masjid. But today, many Muslims remain busy in their shops, even when the masjid is nearby, fearing they may lose a customer. May Allah Almighty grant them the understanding of the importance of prayer and the ability to perform it on time and in congregation. Imam Muhammad bin Ahmad al-Zahabi rahmatullahi alayhi wrote, some scholars rahmatullahi alayhim said, the trader who misses prayer due to his business will be resurrected on the day of judgment alongside the notorious disbelieving merchant of Makkah, Ubay bin Khalaf. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 7-9. The reward of those who pardon and the patient. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, when Allah gathers all creation on the day of judgment, an announcer will proclaim, where are the people of virtue? A few people will stand and hasten towards paradise. The angels will welcome them and say, we see you rushing towards paradise. Who are you? They will answer, We are the people of grace. The angels will ask, what was your virtue? They will say, when we were oppressed, we were patient. When people treated us badly, we forgave them. And when others behaved ignorantly towards us, we were forbearing. It will be said to them, enter paradise. What an excellent reward for those who act righteously. Then a caller will proclaim, where are the people who were patient? A few people will stand and rush towards paradise. The angels will welcome them and ask, we see you rushing to paradise. Who are you? They will say, we are the patient ones. The angels will ask, what was your patience? They will answer, we were patient in obeying Allah and in refraining from disobedience. It will be said to them, enter paradise. What an excellent reward for the doers of good. Those who love for the sake of Allah Almighty. Then a caller will proclaim, where are those who loved each other for the sake of Allah? A small number will rise and rush towards paradise. The angels will welcome them, saying, we see you hastening towards paradise. Who are you? They will reply, we are those who loved one another for the sake of Allah. The angels will ask, how was your love for one another? They will answer, we loved each other solely for the sake of Allah, met for his sake, showed kindness for his sake, and spent upon one another for his sake. The angels will say, enter paradise. What an excellent reward for those who act righteously. The Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, after they enter paradise, Allah Almighty will establish the scales of reckoning. Glad tidings of paradise. Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that a woman who suffered from an illness that caused her to lose her sanity visited the merciful Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and said, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, pray for me. He sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam replied, if you wish, I shall pray to Allah for you to be cured. And if you wish, be patient, and there will be no accountability for you. Hearing this, she said, I will be patient, so I am not held accountable. Number 10. Glad tidings for the blind. The beloved and final Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, who informs us of the unseen by the grace of Allah Almighty, said, after knowing the religion, the greatest trial with which a person is tested is the loss of sight. Whoever remains patient until he meets Allah in that state, no reckoning shall be taken from him. Sayyiduna Allama Ali Al-Qari rahmatullahi alayhi states, in some narrations, this virtue is also mentioned for the one who loses sight in only one eye. The eyes are mentioned specifically because amongst all the human senses, they are the most beloved to a person. A great scholar of the Ummah, Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma, would recite this couplet when he became blind. إِنْ يُذْهِبِ اللَّهُ مِنْ عَيْنِي نُورَهُمَا فَفِي لِسَانِي وَقَلْبِي لِلْهُدَى نُورٌ. If Allah takes away the light of my eyes, what of it? The light of guidance is in my tongue and my heart. Loss of eyesight is not a sign of displeasure. Sayyiduna Abu al-Hasan Ali bin Khalf ibn Battal rahmatullahi alayhi said, when a Muslim loses his eyesight in this world, it is not a sign of Allah's displeasure. Rather, Allah intends goodness for him, either by removing some harm that could have come through his eyes, or by erasing his previous sins, such that the loss of an important organ serves as redemption in this world, so that he meets Allah on the Day of Judgment free of sin. Or through this affliction, he attains a high rank of reward that he could not have reached through his deeds alone. The same applies to all other calamities. Therefore, whoever is tested with the loss of sight or any limb should accept it with patience, gratitude, and hope of reward, and remain content with Allah's decision, for surely in exchange for this hardship there lies a great and magnificent reward, and that reward is paradise. Knowledge of the unseen. Sayyidina Zayd bin Arqam radiallahu anhu narrates, the merciful Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam visited me during my illness and said, this illness has some discomfort, but it will not harm you. What will your condition be when you live on after my passing and your vision has gone? I replied, I will bear it patiently, hoping for reward. He sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, then you will enter paradise without accountability. After the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam passed away, Sayyiduna Zayd bin Arqam radiallahu anhu became blind. Dear Islamic brothers, see how the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, by his grace, was aware of his companions' lifespans and what would occur in their lives. There are countless verses in the Holy Quran proving the greatest Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam's knowledge of the unseen. For example, in the 24th verse of Surah At-Takwir, Juz 30, Allah Almighty states, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, وَمَا هُوَ عَلَى الْغَيْبِ بِضَنِينَ. And he, this Prophet, is not miserly in relating the unseen. Number 11. The excellence of passing away during Hajj or Umrah. The mother of the believers, Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha narrates, I heard the merciful Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam say, whoever sets out for Hajj or Umrah and dies on the way, there will be no questioning or reckoning for him, and it will be said to him, enter paradise. Number 12. The reward of the contented. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, the person who endured hunger with the hope of reward will not face the hardship of accountability. Number 13 to 15. The student of knowledge, the obedient wife, and dutiful children. Dear Islamic brothers, acquiring religious knowledge is necessary for every Muslim according to one's capacity. A righteous and obedient wife is a great gift from Allah Almighty. How blessed are those children who treat their parents well. It is stated in a blessed hadith, the student of knowledge, the obedient wife, and the children who treat their parents kindly will enter paradise without accountability alongside the prophets alayhimu salatu wassalam. Number 16. The excellence of fulfilling a Muslim's need. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, whoever walks to fulfill the need of his Muslim brother, Allah records 70 good deeds for each step he takes. If the need is fulfilled, he returns free of sins, just as the day his mother gave birth to him. If he dies whilst trying to fulfill that need, he will enter paradise without accountability. Number 17. Glad tidings for the one who raises their children well. The mother of believers, Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, narrates that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Whoever raises a child until he says, La ilaha illallah, i.e. declares faith in the oneness of Allah and in prophethood, Allah Almighty will not take accountability of the one who raised him. Explanation. As a reward for this deed, he will be admitted into paradise without accountability. Alternatively, this may also mean that his accountability will be easy and peaceful, causing no hardship. Hence, by way of emphasis, it is described as without accountability. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. O devotees of the Prophet, righteous upbringing of children is the responsibility of parents. Often, parents fail to fulfill this duty. They neglect to teach right from wrong during childhood. And when the children grow up disobedient, they lament their behavior. Parents must raise their children according to the Sharia and Sunnah from the very beginning. Do not overlook their mistakes, thinking they are young and they will learn when they are older. Those who do not pay attention to the upbringing of their children, who inquire about their academic education but do not care at all whether they pray or not, are the ones who regret it later. Remember, raising children is not just about providing them with academic education, clothing, or feeding them. It is also a responsibility to raise them to be obedient to Allah Almighty and the greatest and final Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Parents will be questioned about their children. Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu anhuma said to someone, raise your children well, for you will be questioned regarding your children about how you raised them and what you taught them. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. After reading this booklet, give it to someone else. Earn reward by distributing the booklets and pamphlets containing Madni pearls published by Maktabatul Madina at weddings, funerals, commemorations of saints, maulid processions, and other events. Make it a habit to keep booklets at your shops to give to customers as a gift with the intention of earning reward. Furthermore, through newspaper vendors or children, spread the call to righteousness and earn abundant reward by delivering at least one booklet or pamphlet consisting of Madani pearls to every house in your neighborhood on a monthly basis. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad.